Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Money in Change with Stu Scheer. Welcome to this wonderful seventh, Sunday, the 21st of 2023. Anyway, if you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, you could shop, you could buy merchandise there. We broadcast live all over the world, and if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we have a good time here. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. And that includes any medical or healthcare professional information as well. Always follow the directions of your healthcare or professional, medical professional. Always. Anyway, this song right here is Price Tag, and that is from Jesse J, covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658, and we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion, no cussing, no swearing. We are a Christian-based radio station, so let's keep it clean, folks. Anyway, without further ado, I am going to give it to Stu.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped, and we're on Facebook. And so you want to check out our Facebook page. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about that's going on in the world. And I, when it comes to the banks, I don't know which way to kind of guide you, because you have to use your own financial professional to tell you where to go. I have to. And they tell me where to go a lot. Well, a lot of people tell me where to go. Anyhow, before we get going, we have a disclaimer. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information. You know, Michael does his disclaimer. I gotta plug mine in there. All the way around, hopefully. Anyhow, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network or trimradio.com, and we are all over the world. We're out on the internet, and boy, do we cover places. I have people listening in Myanmar, India, South Africa, Europe, the US, Canada, but nobody in Iceland. I don't know. I'm going to have to check with some people in Iceland to see what's going on. But we're all over the world, and I only know a few languages, barely. And so, you know, I can get by with reading some German and some, a little bit of French, a little bit of Italian, a little bit of Spanish. But when it gets into the more complicated languages, forget it. My basic main language is English, or if you're in Japan, English, because they don't pronounce L's very well. Anyhow, big shout out to the University of Findlay. It's www.findlay.edu. Students have graduated, and some of them are coming back to work on their master's and doctorate degrees. Some are just going into the world of work, and they come out of the University of Findlay.
Stu, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
It's a good school, good professors.
You're gay?
Good facilities. It's a division.
Do you have a hairy ass?
NCAA sports school.
And my microphone's unplugged.
They're good in football, baseball, wrestling. They've had some national champions out of the wrestling crew there at the University of Maryland. Also, they have equestrian programs for those of you that like horses. And their equestrian crew a few years ago was number one in the country. They're always good, and they're always very competitive.
Look at my puppy dog.
And then you take a look at the physical therapy school, and I'll tell you what, they have a doctoral degree because you have to be licensed with a doctorate to be able to practice your physical therapy. They also have a school of pharmacy, excellent school. And then you start getting into other schools, school of education, school of sciences, and a bunch of other little things. It's a good school. I can't recommend it highly enough. I mean, it is good. It's in the top 100 schools in the country. Also, I'll put a little plug in for my other school, which was Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they are just going to start a college of... It just left my mind. It's a new college. Oh! Osteopathic College for Osteopathic Physicians. And they are starting to construct the facility now, which will be a beautiful facility on the main campus. So you want to check them out at Xavier University. Big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. That's RUSTYDUKS apostrophe S. Custom Blanks. Pens and Blanks. And I had a great time Friday night. I stopped over at Rusty Ducks and I got to see Phil and his wife Jan and spent some time there along with the new puppies. He's got miniature dachshunds and they're little ones. And they had six babies. So if you like dachshunds, you'll like these. And I just get a kick out of it. But check them out on Facebook, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. He puts out some really good pens, and he's great. And like I've said in the past, he's sold them down at Disney World. He's sold them at other places around the United States. He makes custom pens for colleges, universities, businesses, all kinds of different groups. Check them out. Perfect every time. Michael and I both have them. We both bought them off of him. Very reasonable. If you like a Second Amendment pen, he's got two versions of the Second Amendment pen, which are fantastic. Also, big shout out, of course, for Money and Change. We're on every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And I spend a good part of my day on Sunday, other than church, but I spend my time looking at different things that's going on in the world of finance. And there's so much going on. And I watch different shows during the day, and I'm trying to get all this information in because things are getting ready to happen. And
I give you a kiss and you sneezed.
It's not going to be fun. I'll tell you that right now.
I give you a kiss and you sneezed. You did.
Big shout out to My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And we have a little bit of fun there, and we do some jokes and so forth. I think you'll like it. We cover some of the current events, too. I kind of give you my outlook on things. The Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. Krista kind of got kicked by a owl. That would hurt. But they're out in a farm on the middle of Wisconsin. The muddy season is just over, so they'll be planting soon. The Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King, check them out. It's not only growing things and prepping things and doing different types of things. He takes a look at what's going on in the world, and I believe that shows on Wednesday. He usually films it on Sunday, and it comes out on Wednesday on YouTube. Southern Prepper 1, I just listened to Dave today. He's kind of concerned with everything that's going on. And he said, if you're not prepping, you better get busy.
I'll get the other piece.
And I've known Dave for probably 15 years. And he's very good. He's very factual. He does not beat around the bush. And he will tell you what's going on. So you want to follow him. All also at Carswell down in West Virginia. He's Prepper Nurse One. Check him out on YouTube. Nate, the Canadian Prepper, well, he's on Facebook.
Smart.
Good old Nate does a little bit of doom. Sometimes that's okay. Hey, here's something I found out yesterday, and I thought, well, I would put it on Money and Change website. And the reason why I did, I found this, it was concerning NatWest Bank in the UK. Or as some people like to still call it, United Kingdom or England. Shoot. This is what it said. I found this to be very interesting. Looking to withdraw cash? Our primary aim is to keep customers safe and secure, and our branches follow our processes carefully to achieve this. This will include asking you questions about the purpose of your cash withdrawal. We may also ask for supporting documentations such as an invoice. This helps us to validate the withdrawal as genuine and protect you against fraud and scams. Please note that it is advisable to give 24 hours notice on large cash withdrawals, amounts over £2,000, roughly around $2,000, or if you would like specific denominations. You can pre-advise us of your transaction through our customer contact team or in a branch. In some instances, we may choose to decline the cash withdrawal based on the information provided surrounding the transaction. This will be at the branch's own discretion. And for more information, please review our T&Cs that can be found under section 2.2. I know they're having cash problems over there.
You know what I'm saying?
And things are getting kind of tight.
Fast one for myself.
I mean, and what scares me is that they're going to ask you questions. Well, why are you taking the money out of our bank?
But the next one that I want to build,
I think I would say, well,
big rising chips.
It's because I need it.
Most, you know, they're top of the line. And they're
or it's,
gaming motherboard.
I have to pay somebody that has done a job. They prefer cash, and so I have to pay them in cash. Or I need cash for a trip.
6.6 gigahertz one that I want.
And or it's none of your business.
And
we may also ask for supporting documentation such as an invoice.
You know what I'm the SSD drive, which is like a terabyte or whatever.
Jones. Well, Mrs. Smith, do you have an invoice to show us that you need that money?
All right, I'm coming down with you.
And that validates the withdrawal as a genuine thing, and it protects you against fraud and scams. I think the fraud and scams would be from the banks, because it's your money in the bank.
I need to...
You want it out of the bank.
I got a brush in there
therefore,
to brush off everything, and then
they
dust it.
They have to provide it, because it's yours to begin with. You only loan them the money for safe keeping.
Got a lighter down there.
Now, in the United States...
No, but once I do that,
banks
and I build that,
take in 100%
I'll give that
of the money.
To Gavin. You know
they
what I'm saying?
10% of the money and loan out 90% of the money. And they make money on the 90% that's floating out there. And those are loans. Or they could be in hedge funds, which they're really not supposed to do, but they do. And that's a problem. Because if you had a lot of people come into a bank, they couldn't supply the money. They'd say, well, come back tomorrow or come back in a week and we'll give you the money. Well, I want my money now. J.G. Wentworth. I want my money and I want it now. That was the ad that was out there. And sometimes they can't. You know, one time I wanted a money order for $750. I was going to buy something. I think it was precious metals. This was years ago. And I needed a money order. The bank manager told me, we can't do that now. I said, why not? I've got the money. I just want to put it into a little note here that we can send off and get the stuff back. Well, no, we don't have money. You'll have to come back later. I said, why? And she said, because we don't have it. We get a shipment of money in, then we can go ahead and make the transaction, and then we'll be able to wire stuff to the company that I was getting stuff from. So I came back later. I was nice about it. I really liked the branch manager, and she had really gone out of her way to explain things. And I came back the next day, and I came in to see her, and she said, oh, we're good to go. The money came in, so we're good to make the transfers and everything. I said, how often does this happen? And she said, well, it just depends on the number of withdrawals that we have during the day. And sometimes Fridays are rough. I said, okay, that's fine. So I had my transfer done. But in some cases, you go in and you say, I want to cash a check for $5,000. They're going to say, for what? You'll have to come back the next day or the next week. You'll have to talk to the branch manager or his boss. And that's telling you that the bank is over-leveraged. And that's the problem with a lot of banks in the United States. They're over-leveraged. They only have that 10% available, and they have to call out for more. If there was a run on the banks, they couldn't handle it. So you have to be careful. And if they ask for a reason, you just say, I've got to pay some bills, and I want to take out the money. If they have any other questions, okay, fine, I'll talk to the branch manager. But I'm still going to take out my money. I've got bills I've got to pay. Now here in England, they could say, oh, we want to see the slips. They're really leaning on their people over there. And then they say, well, give us 24 hours notice and for large withdrawals. And the amount's over £2,000, basically $2,000. Or if you'd like it in a specific denomination. But then they could say, oh, we can't do that. We're not going to give you your money. Why aren't you going to give me my money? Well, we just don't think it's legit. Oh? I'm telling you it is legit. I want my money, and let's sit down and talk with your boss's boss. And go right on up the line. Some people have been saying that the problems that are in the U.S. banking system is bad. They're overextended, which means they made out all these loans and stuff. They went out. Some loans turned out to be bad loans. Some loans had a certain percentage, and now they're asking more, and people are saying, no, forget that. A lot of things are happening. So how well do you know your banker? That's the moral of this one. How well do you know your banker? If you have a good relationship with them, that's fine. If you don't have a good relationship with them, then find another bank. Diversify your money, because the money is only insured up to $250,000. Anything more than that, they probably won't cover it in a bad crash. And so you have to check into that. Diversify your money. Find a good farm bank. And you can put your money in there. They're largely very sound. Take a look at other places. Credit unions are always good. But know the people in the credit unions as well as the farm banks. And if you're in one of the big Midwestern banks, check to see how badly they're overextended. I think the last thing I looked at, one of mine, which is a Midwestern bank, fairly large one, we're talking about, they were overextended, I believe, about 42.6%. And it was one of those too big to fail banks. And it looks like they didn't learn their lesson. I mean, it appears to it. And I'm getting nervous. I don't know about you. But I'm trying to follow up on all the banks and some of the problems, because the banking situation here in the United States is better than what it is in Europe. And if the big German bank, Deutsche Bank, collapses, a lot of the other European banks are tied into them. And then the U.S. banks also have some ties into Deutsche Bank. And so I look at that one. I look at the German Commerce Bank. That's the second largest one. And between those two banks, if they're having problems, like they did back 2008, 2010, then I start to worry. I'm worried now. I really am. But I'm looking at it very pragmatically. I don't want to end up losing a lot of money. I want to make sure what I have is insured. And I don't have any $250,000, trust me. I wish I did, but I don't. And what I saved is what I earned. While we're on that topic, you know, I've always told you guys, pay down your debt. Big thing, pay the debt down. Put some money aside, buy some long-term food. I don't care if it's canned food, freeze-dried, whatever, long-term food, be able to purify and store water, make sure you have the clothing for the season, make sure that you have, in some cases, tools or oil for cars and lawnmowers, extra gasoline in case you need it, and store it all safely, okay? If you need propane for a grill, or you need extra charcoal to be able to cook on, then you have to do that. You have to prepare. And people say, well, you say that all the time. Well, have you done it? Well, I only make so much money. I can't afford it. Live beneath your means. So what does that mean? Instead of going out and having steak once a week and eating out three more nights during the week, let's just say you go out and you eat out Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and you take your family out and you have a nice meal. I don't care if it's Bob Evans here in the West, or you go to Cracker Barrel or someplace like that. or a buffet, then cut back. I know it's going to hurt the food business, but that's understandable. You can't support everything. Pick out two restaurants you're going to go to during the week, and that's it. Learn to cook at home. If it was good enough for grandma, it's good enough for you. I go out, and when I go out during the week, I might go to an Amish store, and I might get some cold meat, some smoked cheese, maybe something else, and I will take that and bring it home, and I will not go out to dinner, or I won't go out to lunch. Instead, I will have that. And that was tonight before the show. I had some cold meat. I had that smoked cheese. Oh, beautiful. Smoked cheddar cheese. Fantastic. And I had Lebanon bologna. And I like that. But I also like mesquite smoked turkey. And they have it there. Gee, I never been to an Amish store before. What have they got? Well, practically everything. Some they make themselves, and some they just buy and slice it. And the ladies all dressed in their Amish outfits with the bonnets and everything. Super people. Place is super clean. They see me once a week. And they say, oh, you're here for your weekly fix. Yes, I am, because I'm in the town next to me, and I only have to go another 10 miles, and I'm at that store. And I can get all kinds of stuff. If I wanted to make pickles, they have pickling supplies. All kinds of stuff. But be prepared. How much laundry detergent do you have? How much do you put in the laundry? Did you know you could water that down? Half a jug of laundry soap to half a jug of water, and you now have a full jug of laundry soap, which still does the same thing. How about things like cold water instead of hot water to wash clothes? You can do that. Whites, you might want to use hot water. Everything else gets cold. You have a high efficiency washing machine. Look to see what you've got. Also, what happens when the power goes out? It happened to me today a couple of times. And I think they were switching over power for a transformer someplace out in my neck of the woods here. And the lights flickered a couple of times. I thought, oh no, I won't be able to do the show. Because the lights flickered. All my power where I live is all underground. Everything, all utilities are underground. But once you get off on the periphery areas, they will have transformers. And if they start switching over transformers and you get a power outage, it may flicker or it may go out for a couple of minutes. Hopefully that doesn't happen during the show. Because it kind of messes things up. I don't think Michael would like it. But be prepared. And if you haven't started, you better start now. I mean, I'm emphatic about it. If you haven't started, oh, I have a limited income. How do I do it? Well, when you go to the grocery, go ahead and get a few more canned items. And whether or not it's Kroger's or Wally World or you go someplace else, Meijer's, for example, here in the Midwest, that's fine. I like to go to Aldi's. And Aldi's is really fixing up nice stores, and they've been really great. And so that's what I'm looking for, you know, the best deals on everything. And then we're getting into fresh produce right now. If you started a garden, fantastic. If not, you better start one. And only use the heirloom plants. Why? Because you can harvest the seeds, dry them, and plant them next year. And do it the next year after that, and the year after that. Some things I can't get heirloom. I've got a no-heat jalapeno pepper. And I gave the seeds from last year's crop to Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And when I was over there, he said, "You want to plant?" I thought, "Yeah, what kind?" He says, "Well, those peppers you gave me, I'll give you one to start off with." So I've got that. I've also got the other seeds, so I'll be planting some more. But heirloom seeds, that's the key. Because you constantly have seeds for new plants the next year. If you can grow some plants inside, that's fine. Do you like cilantro? I do. I make some wicked salsa. Do you like cucumbers? Do you like zucchini? Do you like tomatoes? Heirloom tomatoes are fantastic. There are a lot of things you can do. Basil, thyme, it's all good. You have to learn how to grow things. Carrots, you can eat carrots all you want. I don't like carrots for some reason. But prep for what's going to happen, and it's going to happen. If it's not like some nuclear war that they keep talking about, or it's some other calamity. I mean, people are always pushing all these calamities. Why can't we just say we don't need any calamities, you know? Just let everybody live. We don't need diseases. Especially man-made diseases. We don't need that. We don't need to get constant little jabs if you know what. There was an article that I put up on our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped, proof of the coming economic collapse. And it's on YouTube. Watch it. How about grocery prices and inflation? There is an inflation calculator there. It's posted right underneath that one. You have to go to the site. It's free to join. It's always free to join. But we've got that calculator in there. Grid down meals. And that's the good thing about growing tomatoes and zucchinis and cucumbers and cilantro and sweet basil and thyme and even carrots if you like carrots. I'll tell you, when I go to Bob Evans and I get a meal, they say, "Oh, do you want some carrots?" And I'll say, "No carrots." "Well, why don't you like carrots?" "Rabbits like carrots. I don't like carrots." Because what they do is they get their carrots, these little tiny carrots, and they're in a nitro pack. They're packed with nitrogen, and that leaches into the carrot, and I can taste it. It's an off taste. A regular carrot that's been grown in the ground with no chemical additives and so forth, yeah, I could probably put up with it. I could put it in a stew or something, and that would work. But we have these easy grid-down meals and the four critical prepper recipes and cooking skills. It's on City Prepping. And then we're talking about 2 weeks until collapse. And we're talking about an e-dollar U.S. coin, a Fed coin, so they know how much you're spending and on what. Then also, food banks may run out with Alaskan Prepper. There's a run on food banks, and people need food to survive, and they go to these food banks. If you just check out Money and Change / Financially Prepped, please There are so many different videos and different articles that are posted there weekly. If you follow along, it will help you save on food. It'll help you save on other things. Just follow us. If I find it, I will post it. Oh, and they're always talking about the debt ceiling, the debt ceiling, the debt ceiling. And Janet Yellen is talking about the debt ceiling. And the one side said, well, here's our proposal to raise the debt only $1 trillion. Oh, but the other side says, oh, we want to go $4 trillion or $5 trillion extra dollars for all these programs. Who has the money? Where does it come from? Does it come from you? Does it come from me? Does it come from aliens in space? Does it come from other countries? Every time government spends our money, it comes from the taxpayer. And you have to understand that, Pumi. Matter of fact, if we look at the U.S. National Debt Clock right now, it's usnationaldebtclock.org. The U.S. debt is $31.8 trillion. You want to get specific? How about $31,797,421,000,000 and climbing? That just went to 422. The debt per citizen is $94,967. Well, if the government would watch how they spend money, we wouldn't have that. Now, the taxpayers, they get stuck with $248,041. And the revenue that the feds are getting is $4,582,782,000,000 and climbing. That's about $13,698 per citizen. That's scary. We are in debt. You take a look at what we've got for debt. Back in 1960, it was 52.87%. 1980, it was 34.59%. 2000 was 57.88. Now it's 120.47%. That ought to tell you something. The guys in federal government don't know how to budget. If we did what they are doing now, we'd be in jail. Let's face it. They got to stop spending money. That we need it, we need it, we have to give it to everybody else. No, you don't. If you don't give money to all these different countries, we'd be okay. Or at least a lot better off. And that's my opinion, okay? Then you take a look at the gross domestic product is $26,393,969,000,000 in climbing. And the state ratios 134.11%, which means you're spending 34.11% more than what you're taking in. Government needs to live on a budget, and we need to live within our means. We have to cut back on what we're eating, what we're drinking, what we're doing. You know, people told me, oh, go out to this one beer pub. And I did, and I tried the food. The food wasn't bad. People were very courteous. But there were a lot of things that I didn't go with. I just didn't like the place. Would I go back? Maybe. I'm not a beer drinker. And they have all these neat craft beers and so forth. Well, that's fine. If you want to do that, that's fine and dandy. Go right ahead. But after I got a bill for two people of almost $40, $39.70-some cents, I believe. What was I going to do? That's 40 bucks I could have taken to Kroger's or Wally World, better known as Walmart, and used it for better stuff there. But no, I thought I would go out and try that restaurant. It's scary. Now, what happens if you've paid everything down and you have some extra money laying around? What do you do with it? Myself, I look at putting it into precious metals because precious metals are a hedge against calamity. It's a place to park your money. You can't eat it. But the value of it will go up and up and up, and you might be able to make some money on it. And you can take a look at all different types of people, whether it's APMEX, which is American Precious Metal Exchange, or you could go to silver.com or a whole bunch of others. And you could go ahead and you could get your silver or you could get your gold. Gold is $1,993.80 an ounce right now as I'm looking at it on screen. Silver is $24.14 an ounce. It's down about 3 cents. The problem with that is to get silver, you're going to pay an additional $20 or more because some people think the prices are fixed. They probably are, but you can't get a lot of silver right now, so that's why you're going to pay a premium for that. Platinum is $1,085.70. It's down $2. So what do you do? If you can afford to get precious metals and you can't afford to get gold, then get silver. If you can't get silver, you want to get gold, you don't buy the bars, you get the tenth of an ounce coins. You can barter those. But you check the prices every day. Some days are not good days because the prices go way up. And if calamity happens and we've got problems with the banks, oh yeah, people are going to take their money, move it into gold. They're going to pay a big price for gold. But the value of gold will go up and up and up during that time. So if you want to sell it, when you've doubled your money, you can go ahead and do that or buy more gold and silver, trade it off on different things. Wow, all that about the debt ceiling. I'm sweating right now. How about U.S. bank deposits and credit slip in latest week? Fed data shows. According to Reuters, it said deposits at all U.S. commercial banks slipped fast last week, and overall credit provided by banks edged into, they went lower as well, according to Federal Reserve data. And deposits in the week ending May 10th totaled $17.10. Oh, I'm sorry, not $17. Oh, wow, that would be a bargain. $17.10 trillion on a non-seasonally adjusted basis, down from $17.16 trillion the week earlier. And meanwhile, credit provided by the bank or the different banks dropped by $17.32 trillion from $17.37 trillion the week earlier. How about lawmakers scrutinizing executive bonuses at collapsed banks? Oh yeah, the feds are looking because, gee, if you knew the bank was going to collapse and maybe your board gave you some extra money and then the bank went south, if you know what I mean, you got your money, the bank officers got their money, and the depositors are out in the cold. Oh boy, right to own Bitcoin shall be inviolate, according to RFK Jr. He says, I became a Bitcoiner when I saw what Canada did to the truckers. And this was was in an article done by Jatovic, J-E-T-O-V-I-C, at bombthrower.com. That's a neat title. Sounds a little bit like archive? No, not archivist. Oh, well, anyhow, they were way back when. How about self-checkout machines are now begging for tips? How could they do that? Well, according to Fox reported this week, cash grab is continuing in a truly Orwellian fashion. That Fox reported that some self-checkout machines are asking for tips. Not only are we being put to work scanning our own groceries and bagging them, now we're expected to offer a tip for the privilege we're doing a store's work for them. Good grief. If we're doing the work, why should we give the store a tip? That's crazy. It's totally crazy. There was an article that was for Target stores that said, softening sales trends, Target stores go woke as consumer slowdown signals accelerate. When you take a look at this woke thing, my God, probably 1% of everybody around is woke. And everybody else is, we'll call it asleep. We don't want to be talking about woke. And that's what it's getting to. And Anheuser-Busch dropped $60 billion in sales in 1 week because they went woke. Think about it. The average guy on the street is not woke. They don't want to be woke. And anybody else that wants to be, hey, that's their problem. It's what they want to do. That's fine. Don't force it on the other 99% of the people out there. And that's the way I look at it. If you want to be stupid, act stupid. Go ahead, be stupid, act stupid. Dress weird. Whatever. Just don't bother me. And if I was a beer drinker, and I've known some, they go in, they say, well, would you like some Bud Light? Heck no, what else do you have? They name off a bunch of things that were all Anheuser-Busch. They said, forget it. They ask me, I'll say, no, I'll just have an iced tea or a lemonade or something like that. Maybe a Sprite. I might splurge on a Sprite. But I don't want any Budweiser. Because I don't drink. The medications I have to take, can't drink. So that's why I have tea, Sprite, and lemonade, you know, that type of stuff, and water, plenty of water. But if Target goes woke, they're going to run into the same thing. And if you take a look at all the things in the markets, Home Depot is having a bad time. They're not woke. They're far from being woke. But their sales forecasts have dropped. It's the condition that we're running into. It's called recession. And when Home Depot has a decrease in sales, that tells you that the available money on the street is not there. Think about it. How about Target? How about Lowe's? How about some of the other big stores? Do they have a problem with sales and not meeting their sales goals? Think about it. If Target had watched what they were doing and looked at what they were doing in comparison to Bush, they don't want to lose $60 billion in sales in a week, do they? I think I would be firing the marketing department. I'm sorry. I mean, people that make mistakes in business, they're gone. They're not around. And everybody's got to dig out at Bush. They have to totally rebrand and redo a lot of things thanks to some idiot that thought they were marketing right, but they weren't. That can happen to other people. And the report was saying comparable sales from brick and mortar stores and digital channels operating for the last 12 months were flat for the three-month period that ended in April 29th. I think they were like 0.7% increase in sales with some. And they want to go woke? People are going to say, I don't like woke. I'm not going to do woke. And you can take your woke and... Oh, but this is a nice channel, so I can't tell them where they could stick their wokeness. It's when they start forcing things on you, you have to take a good look at where you stand. And what you need to do is always take a look at the trimradio.com sites. Yeah, we're kind of conservative, but I'll tell you what. I think we're there for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. And Money and Prep, Money and Change, Financially Prepped. We look at things that are out there that are going to harm people in the financial world and how to prepare for it and how to do the best that we can for it. And that's the basic things that we like to study, that we want to try to help people. If I can help one person today, then I've done my job. If I can help two people, I've really done my job. If I can help 50, 100, or 1,000 people today to start prepping, I've done my job. I don't get paid for doing the show. I don't want to be paid. I want to help people. That's all I want to do. And if I can help you, your friend, your neighbor, your city, your state, your country to prepare for what's coming, then I've done my job. If by saying wash your clothes in cold water, except for whites, I've done my job, because you're probably going to save, my estimation is about $300 a year by using cold water in so that you don't have to heat it up. If I can save you money on detergent by learning to touch your detergent when you get half a container, add water, shake it up, and it's still going to clean, it's still going to be good. Or you can divide your containers half and half, take an empty, put half of it in, add water to both of them. And now you've doubled your cleaning ability. There are a lot of things to look at when you're cleaning clothes. A lot of things to look at when you're making meals. If you make meals in advance, Wanda over at Deep South Homestead will make the meal and stretch it. And what she does, she might have a whole bunch of hamburger instead of making small steaks for the two people or maybe four people. She divides it up more. And then Patara over at her site, she'll take items, and if she's making a pie, then she cuts it down and freezes some. If she's making a dish, that's what she does. Instead of making it in four, then she cuts it up maybe six, and then freezes things. They reduce the portion size, and that's important. Learn to eat more vegetables. That's one of the biggest things I read today. Eat more vegetables, eat less meat, because meat is going to be very expensive. And like Hans Schwab was saying, oh, let them eat insects. Well, since this is a Christian channel, I don't want to have to tell Schwab where to put his insects, if you know what I mean. I can't believe I said that. Well, Michael, I don't know what he'll do, but I'll tell you what. I really think that we have to start saving our pennies. Pennies add up to dollars, and dollars add up to bigger funds.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it does. It does. Pennies count.
Yeah.
We have to do that part, don't we?
Well, I don't think he can use the 14th Amendment. He's not going to have time. So, I don't think that they're going to cave. I think that we are probably going to face a debt default, which might not be a bad thing. I'm going to tell you. It will, but it won't. We're just not making a lot of sense in what we're doing. He promised another package to Ukraine. This is the same man who turns around and tells you, we want to stop school shootings. That money could have been used to help stop school shootings. But the problem is, we've wasted so much money to fuel the fighting. And what about the children in Ukraine? How does that make any sense? You want to talk about our children being precious, and I agree. If anyone dies, it's bad, especially if it's our kids, because we are America. But, to fuel this fire and keep it going when a peaceful negotiation should have been and could be made, and we're going to keep giving money like that, makes absolutely no sense to me.
That's right.
You know, I think it's dismissive. It's insulting. And, you know.
And where does the money come from? Where does it come from? Us.
And that's the problem. We have spent. And a lot of it is, I really think that these things should be voted on if they're going to spend that money. The problem is they're elitists and they feel like they don't have to explain anything to you. We'll make the best decision for you. No, that's not what a representative does. Any more than I like to be called a constituent. If I put a person in office, I want to know exactly what they're spending and why. And if enough people disagree and agree, then we vote on it, and the majority rules, and that's how it should be. These guys should.
I'll tell you what, when I worked for the government, the state, they always said, from our directors on down, be good stewards of the public's money, and be mindful of how you spend it. Now, in my division, we could spend money. But we made money. If we spent it, we made sure that we made it. And sometimes it was triple or four times as much as, you know, what we spent. Sometimes it was a lot more than that. But we had to be good stewards of the public's money, and that was ingrained on us. And we had to be within a tenth of a percent of our budget. If we weren't, then we had to make the arrangements to give the money that we had in excess over to another division so that they balanced their budget. And sometimes it was a tough road to hoe, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. And that's how it should be. But they haven't done this, you know.
No, they don't. Federal government thinks that they can spend, and not be accountable. I think we need to make them accountable. Well, hey, Michael, that's all I have for this week.
Yep, and we're going to...
And I'll see everybody on Wednesday.
And Stu...
At my world, and then again next Sunday.
And just so everybody knows, and they all think that I'm this anti-L, LBGQ, whatever, TQ, I am not. I'm all for it, and I'll tell you why. Because I agree. Let's get Biden to quit. So, that's my humor for today.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, when you want to get political, I know we don't, but I'm a member of the Toys Party.
Yeah.
And you have to look that one up, because they have t-shirts with that now. The Toys Party. It's tired of your And it has a picture of the U.S. Capitol building.
Yeah.
So anyhow, when you want to have some humor, think of the Toys Party. And with that, Michael, that's all I've got, so we'll see you next week.
Yeah, and folks, guess what? We're getting out of here with any music, so... we're getting out of here late, but we had to do that. But God bless everybody. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Take care,
folks.
Yeah, buy more toys. Bye, folks.
See ya.